From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Federal authorities in Boston say they've broken up a terrorist plot. U.S. Attorney Michael Lauck says a 27-year-old man from nearby Sudbury has been arrested. He says Tariq Mahana has been known to authorities for some time.
Mahana was first arrested and charged 1 year ago with lying to FBI agents in connection with a terrorism investigation. Today's arrest, done in conjunction with a search at his home, involves broader and more serious charges.
Mahana has been charged with conspiring with others to carry out attacks on shopping malls against U.S. military in Iraq and to kill prominent American politicians. They allege Mahana traveled to the Middle East to seek training and distributed videos promoting holy war. The arrest comes less than a month after an Afghan-born man was accused of plotting a bomb attack in the U.S. Najib Lazazi is being held without bail. He pleaded not guilty. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear North Korea. Gates is in South Korea, where he addressed U.S. and South Korean troops today. He warned that North Korea has become a more lethal and destabilizing force. Dwali Saikautau has more from Seoul.
Secretary Gates is in South Korea for a two-day visit. Speaking at the U.S. military headquarters there, he told an audience that the character and priorities of the North Korean regime have sadly not changed.
There should be no mistaking that we do not today, nor will we ever, accept a North Korea with nuclear weapons. We will work as an alliance and with other allies and partners for the complete and verifiable denuclearization of North Korea.
Gates said the U.S. is committed to providing extended deterrence using the full range of American military might. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Under a new bill passed by Congress, President Obama can transfer Guantanamo detainees to the United States for trial. Still, administration officials say this does not remove all of the obstacles to closing the prison camp by January. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
In many ways, this bill leaves things as they are. Guantanamo detainees can come to the U.S. for prosecution only, as before. This law says the administration must notify Congress 45 days before bringing someone to the U.S., and Congress needs 15 days' notice before a detainee is sent to a foreign country. Those deadlines are the same as before. There are roughly 230 men at the prison now. Justice officials say military and civilian prosecutors are reviewing more than 40 detainees' cases to see whether they could stand trial. That does not come close to emptying the prison altogether. Still, the administration sees the new law as a step in the right direction. The House recently moved to completely bar Guantanamo detainees from coming to the United States, and administration officials are relieved to see that threat is gone. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street right now, stocks are up. The Dow has climbed 56 points to 10,097. This is NPR News. Iran has agreed to consider a draft deal that would ease concerns about its disputed nuclear program. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency says Iran, the U.S., France, and Russia accepted the draft at the close of talks in Vienna today. The deal calls for sending most of Iran's enriched uranium to Russia for processing. The chief of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency says he hopes all four countries sign off on the deal by Friday. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has voted to bar local law enforcement from handling juvenile illegal immigrants over to the federal government unless they've been convicted of a felony. The vote is the latest salvo in a political fight that's captured national attention. Rachel Myro of member station KQED in San Francisco has more.
San Francisco adopted its sanctuary policy in 1989, refusing to refer minors in police custody to federal immigration authorities. Then came a series of reports from the San Francisco Chronicle, including one about Honduran crack dealers sent to a group home they simply walked away from. There was also a triple murder prosecutors say was committed by an illegal immigrant police picked up when he was a juvenile. Last summer, the policy was changed to require police contact Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but under the change city supervisors just approved, referrals would be required only after juveniles are convicted of crimes, not after they're arrested. The new policy goes back for a second reading next week. Mayor Gavin Newsom, who's running for governor, has promised a veto, but supporters say they have enough votes to prevail. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myro in San Francisco.
Major League Baseball's defending champions could make it back to the World Series tonight. The Philadelphia Phillies need just one more win over the Los Angeles Dodgers to clinch the National League pennant. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.